High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of citizens of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol.
Commander Corey and Cadet Happy are aboard the Terra 5 on a special mission of exploration to Orion 14, a star 50,000 light years from the solar system. United Planets astronomers believe they've detected traces of a super radioactive element in the spectrum of the remote star. With a hyperspace vector set for Orion 14, Buzz and Happy are now waiting for their ship to emerge from faster-than-light star drive into regular rocket drive.
Wow. A ball of white hot fire.
Check the cosmic protective shield.
Right, Commander. Oh, no harmful rays are getting through, sir.
Good. Now we'll set up the instruments and run a spectrographic test of the elements on Orion 14.
Mind if I get a drink of water first, sir?
Go ahead and bring me one, Happy.
Yes, sir. Just looking at that ball of fire makes me thirsty. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
The water supply. I forgot to check it before we left.
What are the gauges saying?
Port tank empty. Starboard tank empty. Reserve tank bone dry. There isn't enough water aboard for a hummingbird to gargle with.
Oh, how about the canteens and the field equipment locker?
I goofed again, sir. Remember you ordered the entire water system purified, the pipes and tanks cleaned out, and the field canteen sterilized?
Yes, sir.
Well, everything's sterilized, all right. Sterilized and empty. It's all my fault, sir.
Blaming yourself won't solve the problem.
Well, there's only one way to solve it. That's to go back to the solar system. Wow, am I going to take a ribbing for this? 50,000 light years out in space, and I have to go back for a drink of water.
Now, there's a chance we won't have to go back, Hank. There's a planet over there about 10 million DUs away. It may have water on it.
Well, yes, sir, but if it doesn't have water on it, we're in a worse spot than ever.
Well, it's got an atmosphere, Hank. You can tell by the way the light and the stars is diffused around it. Well, I change vector. You set up the atmosphere testing equipment.
Accelerating as they approach the strange planet, Buzz scans the surface through the view scope while Happy prepares to run a test of the atmosphere.
Well, it doesn't look very promising, Hap. Just mountains and desert so far.
Hey, Commander, things are looking up. There's hydrogen in the atmosphere and some oxygen.
The ingredients of water, at least.
Yeah, but the vapor content is awfully low, sir. At least at this altitude.
So descend close to the surface, Hap. Any trace of poisonous gases?
None so far, sir.
Hap, look over there. What does that look like?
Smoke and rockets. If it isn't a mirage, it's a lake.
A lake, all right. Or else it's the first mirage that ever fooled a view scope.
Yeah, that's the most beautiful sight I ever saw. As soon as we sit down, I'm going to dive right in and not come up until I've drunk a gallon.
No, Hap. It's a small pool down inside a crater. Maybe poisonous. In fact, it may not be water at all, as we know it. You get the test kit and two large canteens.
Yes,
I'll set the ship down as close to the crater as I can.
Landing the ship on the strange planet, Buzz makes another careful sampling of the outside atmosphere before entering the airlock. Trying to conceal his impatience, Happy waits with two large empty canteens strapped over his shoulders.
You're out there, breathable, Happy. We're going to find it very hot and dry.
I've got everything, sir. The chest kit and the canteen.
Better fasten this to your belt.
Miniature space phone.
Yes, and a portable translator. For all we know, this planet may be inhabited. It might be considered enemy invaders. Hate to be caught down there at the lake, if the spaceship comes in the end.
Yeah, that's right. If we hear any signals, we'll know that somebody might be looking for us.
Right. Okay, open the hatch.
Wow, am I thirsty.
Try not to think about it until we test the water. Close the inner hatch. We want to keep the ship there cool. I'll open the outer hatch.
Wow, like an oven out there.
Let's make it a quick trip down the ladder.
Hey, this is desert, all right. Nothing but dry brush right to the rim of the crater. It sure looks beautiful, like a mirror.
Yes, but it has no inlet or outlet. Let's make a test.
Here's the test kit, sir.
You give us a sample, huh?
Yes, sir. Hey, it's cooler than I thought it would be, and fairly clear.
Well, it may be fed by an underground stream. All right, put the cap in the test tube and wait a full minute.
Yes, sir. But believe me, this minute is going to seem like an hour.
Watch the indicators, Hap. They'll tell us if it's water and if there's harmful bacteria.
Commander, what was that?
Up at the ground, Hap. Somebody's shooting at us.
Hey, somebody's coming over the rim of the crater, down to the lake.
Lie still, Hap. I try to draw my ray gun without this.
Hey, that was close. It splashed water in my face.
Next time they'll get ashore. Don't move for your gun. Try to get them to talk. If we can tune in the translator correctly, maybe we can get them to listen to reason.
Yes, sir. Commander, this may be the last thing I do, but I'm going to take a drink of water.
Be careful, Hap.
My face is almost in it. And, well, if I'm going to be shot anyway, why should I die thirsty?
Just moisten your mouth.
Okay.
Happy, easy.
Oh, I couldn't help it. It's wonderful. Sweet, cool water.
Still coming toward us. They lowered his weapon.
We're friends. We do not want to harm you.
Rachel Bastogna. Tico. Franz.
Keep trying different settings in that transmitter, Hap. I'll try to keep him talking.
Put away your weapon. We're from the United Planets.
Una Pasca Mono. Soyumbre y Toyo.
Sounds friendly. You understand anything else?
No, sir.
Vazid Mirnatois. Vidyaka Heno.
I'm afraid I have made a mistake. I've got it. Setting 97, Commander.
I swear, Captain. 97. Got it.
We want to be friends. Please put away your weapon.
I am sorry I shot at you. I thought at first you were of the ARG.
Oh, we're from a far distant world. We stopped here for water.
So there are other worlds with human beings on them. I knew it. That's what I kept telling Anila.
The ARG may be watching.
For your own safety, slake your thirst and leave Gabonik.
Hey, what's this ARG? Are they after you?
The ARG are the aberration rectifier group.
Huh? Commander, I think my translator's out of order.
Aberration is an error. A deviation from type.
Exactly.
And the function of the ARG is to detect these aberrations and correct them.
I knew you weren't from the ARG when I saw you drink from the lake.
You mean the lake is poison or something?
Oh, no. But the ARG do not drink water. They do not need water or food.
Huh? Well, what kind of human beings are they?
They are not human beings. They're robots. Mechanical creations in the shape of human beings.
Well, if I'm not getting too personal, what are they after you for? You seem like a nice sort of guy.
The Z-type ARG are after me because, well, I don't like to conform. I like to invent new ways to do my work. I like to wander through the city as I choose.
This makes you an aberration?
Yes. So the robots of the Aberration Rectifier Group automatically follow me. I couldn't stand it any longer, so I ran away from the city. But I'm sure the ZRG isn't far behind.
Well, what's your name?
Mono.
You haven't committed a crime, have you, Mono?
Crime?
Have you hurt anyone? Have you taken something that belonged to another human being?
No, no. I'm being hunted because I do not follow the exact life pattern that the robots have directed.
Well, you mean most people on this planet obey the robots?
Yes, all but a very few. And most of the aberrationists are brought back into line by the ZARG.
Imagine being bossed by a bunch of Zargs.
Zargs?
Yeah, Z-A-R-G, Zargs.
No, no. Where can you go to be safe from these Zargs, as Happy calls them?
I'm on my way to...
You must go quickly. Get to your ship.
What's the matter?
The robot has seen us. Look, he's coming toward us on the south end of the rim.
Come with us, Mono.
No. The robot is after me. If you run to your ship immediately, it will not harm you.
What'll it do if it catches you?
Make me helpless with the immobilizer ray.
You've got a weapon, the one you fired at her.
It's useless. I used the last shot shooting at you.
Well, then come on. Maybe we can get over to the rim before the robot can stop us.
If we hurry.
Let's go. Come on, Hap.
There's a robot going farther down the rim of the crater.
We'll have to run faster. The robots are very swift.
It sure looks like a human being.
You'll know the distance if he gets close now.
We're not going to get close if we can help it.
There's the ship.
It's going to be tough running through that brush.
It'll be tough on the robot, too.
He's getting closer. Hey, what's that?
I don't know. A new weapon, I guess.
The brush is on fire.
Stop the rocket. There's a wall of flame between us and the ship.
The robot's got a heat ray.
The Zarg closing in on us. We're trapped.
Buzz and Happy have landed on a strange planet near Orion 14 to obtain water. They were fired upon by an inhabitant of the planet who later explained he thought they were robots. The space patrollers soon learned that the planet Gobanek is controlled by robots who keep the human population under constant surveillance. Suddenly, one of the human-like robots appears. Deciding to save their new friend Mono from capture by the mechanical men, Barz and Happy race toward their spaceship. As they run through the dry brush, they suddenly find themselves facing a wall of flame.
Commander, we're cut off, and here comes the robot.
It wants to take us alive, or it would abuse that flame ray on us.
A few more steps, and we'll be helpless.
With the immobilizer ray, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, look, over there to the left. Flames on very thick. Shield your faces and run through the fire.
Sure, then the robot can't see us.
They can see through smoke.
No time to argue. When we break through the flame, we'll split up. If we can continue the robot, maybe the happier I can reach the ship and get some weapons. Come on.
Stop. We're under the hull. Enable the robotic control system.
The robot's got quite a set of pipes.
Spread out. You can only chase one of us.
Stop. You are ordered to halt in the name of the robotic control system.
Go on, Mono. Up the ladder into the ship.
Yes.
Halt. You cannot escape the ARG.
Commander, the robot's after your friend.
Run for the ship, Happy. Hurry.
Commander, wait for me.
Mono. That robot is made of metal, isn't it?
Yes.
You stay here at the hatch and help Happy aboard. I'm going forward and turn on the magnetic repeller ray.
You are nearly within range of the immobilizer ray. Halt at once.
Somebody get a blaster, quick!
Hurry, Happy. Up the ladder. Give me your hand.
You have been warned.
Come on, Happy.
Oh. Oh. Thanks, Mono. Let's close this hatch, quick. The robot's right behind you.
No, Happy. The robot is now some distance away.
Now, look at what happened. Flying on its back, 200 yards out there in the brush.
It suddenly flew backward, as though hit by a strong wind.
I used a magnetic repeller ray, Happy. It knocked the metal robot for a loop, but couldn't affect you.
Oh, thanks, Commander. I thought I was finished for sure.
Close the hatch and blast off before Zog gets himself back into gear.
Yes, sir.
Up forward, everybody.
Oh, while we were talking to Mono, I partly filled his canteen.
I can't get over it. Human beings mastering a robot. Remarkable.
Remarkable? Nothing. That's the way it should be.
All right, stand by for blastoff.
Standing by, sir.
Close port.
Close port.
Fire jet.
Fire jet.
Up, give it away. All right, Mono. Where can we take you?
You mean you direct this ship just as you like? You can go anywhere you want?
Oh, just about. Anywhere within the limits of the ship's power.
Amazing and wonderful.
You have space travel here in Gobanek?
Yes, there are spaceships. But I never heard of human beings traveling in them. They blast off at intervals full of cargo and then returned empty to our city spaceport.
Where do they go?
I don't know. This has been going on for generations.
Wait, somebody must have charge of the robot. Don't you have a government, or at least a ruling class?
The robots are the ruling class.
Well, how did they get to be? Who built the robots in the first place?
Nobody knows. In fact, very few human beings ever wonder about it. If they do, they do not speak their thoughts aloud.
Or the Zarg gets them, is that it? Like the robot that was after us?
Yes. Few human beings have escaped from the city. They live in groups of four or five on small farms. I was on my way to one of those farms when I saw you.
Tell us where it is, and we'll take you there.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, I can't see how people would let themselves get in that position. Unless they gave you a lot to eat and a lot of luxuries.
Oh, that's not the case. They're given only enough food to enable us to do the required work. There are no luxuries except for the administrators. The administrators, who are they? A few highly skilled engineers who attend to the needs of the robot mechanism. The administrators replace defective parts in the computers.
I see. The administrators get extra food and luxuries, so they are satisfied to keep the robots in control.
That is right, Commander.
Sometime in the past, living, intelligent beings must have put those robots in charge of the planet.
Yeah, and once the system got rolling... Commander, look! The starboard view scope.
The spaceship. No, is that one of your Gobanek ships?
Yes, they blast off from the city at regular intervals.
Do they have human pilots, or are they robot-controlled?
I'm not sure. I think they're robot-operated. Well, with a human being at the controls, it might be too much temptation.
To escape from Gobanek, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I should like to know where the ship's headed.
So would I. Do you know, Mono?
No. But there's no way to obtain information. If it does not directly concern your work, you do not ask questions.
Well, what is your work, Mono? I mean, what did you do before you left the city?
I was a feeder in the document reclamation plant.
Huh?
When the records are no longer of any use, they were brought to the reclamation plant. I fed them into a vat where they were dissolved and later made into new paper.
Oh. Mono, did you ever examine any of those documents?
Yes. They're forbidden, but I have examined some of those documents before I threw them into the vat. I've even saved scraps of them.
What did you see in those documents, Mono?
The totals of what we produced, how much we had received. Only half of our wealth remains, Uncle Barney, to be distributed among our people. The rest, well, I don't know where it goes.
If we follow that spaceship, maybe we'll find out.
I've already checked its sector, Commander.
Good. The robots rule Gobonic. Now let's see who rules the robots.
Shooting the robot ship in the viewscope, Buzz trails it on its long, curved trajectory over the star Orion 14. Finally, another planet comes into view. And Happy, following the commander's instructions, runs a series of tests on the distant world.
Commander, I've got the periscope focused now. I can see a city on that planet, and the robot ship is coming in for a landing.
Let me look in. Oh, that's a big city, all right. Yeah, something's wrong. Those buildings are in ruins. There's no sign of activity anywhere.
Then why is the robot ship landing here?
This is incredible. Some horrible disaster struck that city. The buildings are smashed and gutted. The streets are choked with rubble.
Smoke and rockets.
Now, take a good look at those ruins now. What do you see?
A lot of weeds and brambles. And a lot of rubble is covered with something. It looks like moss.
Not a living soul in sight. The city was destroyed years ago, perhaps even a century.
Yeah, but that robot ship is...
Take a look at the spaceport. It was just dumped its cargo. Now it's blasting off. No, no, I want you to see this. Look into the periscope.
Yes, Commander. Why, the whole area is stacked with supplies, mountains of it.
That's where half the wealth of your planet has been going for generations, Mono.
Dumped here, in the heart of this ruined city and never used.
There's another robot ship in the viewscope, sir. Coming in with another cargo, I guess.
Yes, and they'll keep coming for another 100 years unless the people of Gobonic overthrow those robots.
Commander, when Mono gets this news back to the people, he'll be a real hero instead of a fugitive.
You don't understand, Abby. The Z-type robots, Zargs, as you call them, would silence me before I could speak.
Something sure ought to be done about it.
I can spread the word among those who have already escaped from the city. Perhaps in time we can build up an organization and eventually get the truth to the slaves of the robots.
Do you want us to take you to that farm you mentioned?
I'd appreciate it, Commander.
All right, Mono. Change back to Hap. We're returning to Gobonic.
More than an hour later, the Terra 5 settles down in a forest clearing on the planet Gobonic. As Buzz opens the outer hatch, he and Happy can see a small log hut set back among the trees.
Oh, no, no, you ought to be safe here.
At least I shall be free. And I can raise enough food for my own needs. There's a small spring behind the hut, so I'll have plenty of water.
Spring? That reminds me. One full canteen of water would see us back to our own solar system.
Of course, Commander. If one of you will come with me,
have you stay here in the ship, check the spacer phone frequencies. There's a chance that the robot detectors may have seen our ship.
Yes, sir.
If you pick up anything that sounds like trouble, signal me. I'll set my miniature space up onto emergency channel 5.
Okay, Commander. Goodbye, Mono. And good luck.
Thank you, Happy. And I hope we'll meet again when we human beings control our own destiny.
You'll conquer those robots, don't worry.
It's sitting nice and cool under these trees. Very peaceful. Hold on. Something moved in that clump of brush.
By order of the
Gobonic
control system.
Robot. There's another one. I'd only brought a blaster.
Having trouble, Commander?
Two Zargs, Hap. Cut on the repeller ray.
I hope you're not out of range. Here goes.
You got one of them, Hap. The repeller ray smashed him against the tree trunk.
How about the other one?
He's still coming toward us. That's not a robot. It's one of the administrators. Cut the repeller ray, Hap, and stand by.
Yes, sir.
Stand right where you are. Both of you.
Better do as he says, Commander. The weapon he's holding, it could destroy both of us in a flash.
That is correct, Mono. I have every right to destroy you right now. You have committed the capital offense of harming a robot.
Mono had nothing to do with it. The robot was smashed by my order.
And who are you?
I'm from another solar system. I don't know anything about your laws here in Gobonic, but I wrecked your robot in self-defense.
Self-defense? Ha! A human being has no right to resist a robot. The robots are the supreme authority of Gobanek.
Yes? Who made them the supreme authority?
That does not matter. Anyone who would question the authority of a robot is an idiot and a criminal.
Mono says you're an administrator. Would you ever question a robot's decisions?
No, never. I am Roknar, administrator of Class H functions of robot controls. To suggest that I, Roknar, would question a robot is an insult.
Roknar, listen.
Silence! In a moment, this weapon in my hand will wipe you off the face of Gobanek as though you never existed.
Hap.
Yes, sir?
Pull the repeller, a quick blast.
Commander, this gun is gone.
There's metal. The repeller ray whipped it out of his hand. Now, Roknar?
No! I am an administrator!
Knocked him out.
Everything all right, Commander?
Yes, Hap.
As soon as I fill this canteen, I'm bringing Mono back to the ship.
But Commander,
it isn't safe for you here. And you want to fight the robots, don't you?
Yes, of course.
And come on. Get out of here before Roknar comes to.
We're almost up to star drive velocity, Commander.
Fine, Hap. So look for Sad Mono. You'll be seeing Gobanek again soon.
I was thinking of all those people. Generations of them working endlessly, uselessly for nothing.
You'll find a way to bring them the truth, Mono. As soon as Happy and I report to our government, we'll bring you back to Gobanek.
Join us again next week for another thrilling adventure with Space Patrol. Adventure in a wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Starring Ed Kemmerer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robertson. Executive producer Helen Moser, Dick Kufeld speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.